front-page dramas. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed, 15,000 an hour, until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color.
Great fiction,
interesting features,
factual articles, color illustrations.
All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit, another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. 2 weeks ago, we presented the front-page drama, The Ugly Duckling Spy, wherein we revealed a new technique in Nazi espionage methods. Evidently, this new technique failed, and we now find the Gestapo and the German military intelligence service uniting in a new method of securing secret agents in embattled Britain. Listen now as we reveal this new form of intrigue in this week's front-page drama, Escape in the Night. Once again, we find ourselves at the German military intelligence headquarters.
A few weeks ago in this very room, I insisted that beautiful, accomplished young woman of charm and intelligence but no longer desirable as secret agents.
Yeah, the general insisted on using plain, homely, fat housefrau, who he said would be absolutely above suspicion. Evidently, the English has read the general's mind and cleaned up not only his homely housefrau, but executed 3 of our best agents.
A most regrettable error, which General von Gerolstein readily admits. Let us see what this new plan reveals. Proceed, Herr General. Himmler, I believe you have a file on one Fraulein Maria Malvin Kirtler.
Yeah, Herr General. She was one of the most beautiful, charming, and talented women in Hungary. Unfortunately, she is beyond our reach.
Merely because she fled to England and now the heir of one of England's oldest and finest families of nobility?
That, to me, might be reasoned enough, Herr General.
Not for me, mine marshal.
Her husband, this young English nobleman, is a member of a British bomber squadron, which too frequently raids our city.
Her husband does not interest me for the moment, Herr Himmler. Give me some information on her father and mother.
Yeah, I have that here. Very interesting. Wealthy manufacturer who liquidated his business in Poland just before the outbreak of the war. Fled to Budapest, and when our agents there became interested in him, he moved to Belgrade in Yugoslavia.
Excellent. He is there now?
Yeah. As we at the Hotel Imperial.
He is still a Hungarian citizen, yeah?
That is correct, Sir General.
Very good, Herr Himmler. This then is my plan. We will begin to bring pressure to bear upon the Hungarian authorities to have the Yugoslavian government place Herr Gertler and his wife under technical arrest.
Ah, now I'm beginning to see what you're driving at, Herr General.
We can force the Hungarian government to demand his return to Budapest to stand trial under some convenient crime.
My men will kidnap him on the way to Budapest, and we will throw him into a concentration camp.
Exactly. Then my agent, Richard Pudi, will approach the daughter, Maria. She will explain that if she dares to betray us, her father and mother will be put to death.
In one of our slow methods.
Exactly. And under the threat of slow death to her parents, she must furnish us with certain information. That, in her high social position, should not be hard to get.
Especially with her husband in a bomber squadron of the Royal Air Force. An excellent plan. Allow me to compliment you, Herr General.
Please be seated, Lady Howard. To what am I indebted for this little visit?
It is a matter of life and death.
Oh?
I have just received a secret letter from my father and mother in Belgrade. The Hungarian authorities have requested that the Yugoslavian government to place my parents under technical arrest.
By Jove, this is serious, Lady Howard.
Especially when my father informs me that the German Gestapo are back of all this. He was told by a member of the Yugoslav Foreign Office that Nazi agents are working on the Yugoslav government to allow the Hungarians to extradite my parents and return them to Budapest for trial.
Ah, I see it all now, Your Ladyship. Once your parents were returned to Nazi-dominated Hungary, the Germans would immediately exert pressure to have them turned over to the German Gestapo.
Their secret agents, in turn, would blackmail me for information, threatening bodily harm to my parents if I refused to betray them.
Lady Howard, you are a most loyal, courageous woman to bring this to my attention. I assure you the whole affair will be dealt with in the utmost secrecy. We will do everything in our power to prevent the Gestapo from seizing your parents and removing them from their present place of safety in Belgrade.
I will leave everything in your hands, General. And I shall keep you posted on any further developments. I haven't even told my husband, Lord Howard, about this, General.
A very wise and prudent decision indeed, Lady Howard. His very dangerous job with the bombing command is more than enough to keep his mind occupied. We'll keep this a secret between us.
Very well, General. We'll leave it that way. Only, just to say, I should be very worried about my parents' welfare.
Naturally. But rest assured, I'll start action immediately. In the meantime, if you are approached by a German secret agent, play up to them. Agree to their demands. And we'll furnish you with false information to pass on to them.
Right here, Robert. And here's the plan. We've learned from Vladicek that the Hungarians have won their point despite all the pressure our embassy here in Belgrade has been able to exert on the Yugoslav Foreign Office.
But what about our friends in the government? Can't they do anything for us?
They can and they will. That's why I'm here. Now listen. There isn't a moment to lose. Herr Goethe and his wife will board the Budapest-Vienna Express under a guard of 4 Hungarian and 2 Gestapo agents. Mm-hmm. The express stops at Trebidnava Junction to take on an extra engine for the pull over the mountains.
Hmm. Don't tell me any more. I can guess the rest. At that wild, isolated spot, Trebidnava, we board the train, hold up the Hungarian and Gestapo agents, bind and gag them, and make off with their prisoners, Herr and Frau Gettler. Am I right?
Right as rain, old chap, except we'll have plenty of help from our good, tough Serbian nationals who jolly well hate the Nazis. One of them will pose as conductor, another as a railway official, another a government agent.
Hmm, looks like a nice bit of fun, what? I'm definitely for it. When do we leave?
At once, by car. We'll be there just after dark. Plenty of time to complete our plans. Get your hat and heavy coat and bring along a couple of revolvers and plenty of ammunition in case of trouble.
Right, go, General O'Malley. I'll be with you in a jiffy.
She comes around the bend, Robert. Better cross over and get down the ditch on the other side.
Righto, General. All ready, Vladimir? Yes, sir?
Yes.
Righto, let's go. We'll be watching for your signal, General.
3 complete circles, the green lanterns, and the platform is the rear car.
Ready, Anton?
Ready.
Up you go, then. I'll stay back and give the signal.
The meaning of this intrusion. This is a private car commissioned by the Hungarian government.
We are here to examine your visas and traveling permits. There's no cause for alarm.
This car was cleared by your government in Budapest before departure. I demand to see your credentials.
Very good, sir. Here they are. Put up your hands. Hmm? Don't attempt any resistance. All right, Anton. Cedric, tie them up. Better gag them first.
No,
don't race to that signal cord. Take care of him for a while. I'll bind and gag the other one quickly. You are Herr and Frau Gettler?
Yes.
Don't be alarmed, please. We're friends.
How about it, General? Everything in order?
Yes, take care. Frau Gettler and Herr Gettler to the car. Hurry. We're all through here.
We've got the other two guards trussed up. No trouble there. Hurry. This way, please, Herr Gettler.
You hear that? The conductor and guards, they've caught on to our little game. Anton, Frederick, hurry. Come on, everyone. Hurry up. Get those motors started. Robert, you get in the second car. I'll take Herr and Frau Gettler with me.
No need for you to know my name or any other intimate details, Lady Howard. Just listen carefully and do as I say.
I resent your manner. I object to your forcing your way into my home and threatening me in this way.
You have a father and mother you're very fond of, Lady Howard. They were in Belgrade, I believe, under, well, shall we say, technical arrest. You knew that much, of course, because your father wrote a secret letter, which we allowed him to smuggle out of his apartment.
That is correct. I received that letter.
Since then, the Hungarian government has demanded, and I might add been granted, an order to return your parents to Budapest to stand trial.
My parents are old, gentle people, entirely innocent of any wrongdoing.
Yes, yes, of course, dear lady, but there are always ways of manufacturing crimes and evidence against them. Then it would be rather unfortunate if they fell into the hands of the German Gestapo.
Why are you here? What is it you want from me?
Just a little cooperation, Lady Howard. You are a charming, beautiful woman. You move in the highest circles of British society. Your noble husband is a member of the Royal Air Force. All this means you're in a very favorable position to secure valuable information. It is absolutely necessary to my government.
If you're trying to imply that you want me to spy...
Now, your ladyship. Spy is a horrible word. Let us put it more delicately. I'll arrange for an even exchange of information.
And if I refuse? If I turn you over at this moment to the authorities?
I was prepared for such an emergency, your ladyship. So first, let me give you a little interesting information. This evening, your delightful parents were placed in a special railway car on the Budapest-Vienna Express. By now, they have crossed the border into Hungary.
You lie. The British and Yugoslav governments would never permit such an outrage.
They couldn't prevent it. I swear to you, what I'm telling you is the truth. Now, if you will agree to supply me with the information I need, your parents will remain comfortably settled in the best hotel in Budapest. Under protective custody, of course. And no harm will befall them.
And if I still refuse?
They'll be turned over to the Gestapo and taken to a German concentration camp. Then, if you still refuse to cooperate, they will begin a series of treatments. Even such a delicate, sensitive, sheltered lady as yourself is, I am sure, far too familiar with the Gestapo treatment for me to enumerate the unpleasant details.
You and your government are a pack of filthy cowards.
To continue, if you should become reckless and betray me or my plans, not only your parents, but you and your husband would suffer something worse than death. So why not be sensible, Lady Howard? You've nothing to lose and everything to gain by being cooperative.
Very well. Although I hate and despise you, your government, and all it stands for, I'm at your mercy. Tell me what you want to know, and I'll do my best to get the information for you.
Thank you, Your Ladyship. You're a very sensible woman. I'm sure we'll get along very well together. Now, if you listen carefully, I will give you full instructions. The information you've given me is not quite as valuable as I could wish for, but you will undoubtedly improve.
Well, this is very convenient, finding you two together. Don't reach for that revolver, Mr. Trudy. I have you very well covered. Well, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Bring in your men. That's the prisoner.
Yes, sir.
Richard Prudy, I arrest you and your accomplice, Lady Howard of Effingham, under the Defense of the Realm Act, Regulation 18B. Sergeant, take away the male prisoner. Send in the policewoman to take charge of Lady Howard.
Very good, sir.
Okay. Hold. Now, Lady Howard, I've got to make this thing look like the goods. But your mother and father are safe in Athens and will be sent to Australia for safekeeping.
Thank heaven for that, General. And he?
You will be placed under arrest. It will be widely publicized in all the papers. We've got to make it look real for your own protection. Later, you will be quietly shipped off to Canada.
I understand perfectly. But how about poor Henry and the family? This will be an awful shock to them.
Naturally, but it can't be helped. Once we have Richard Prudy out of the way and the trial over, we will explain things to your husband. In the meantime, you've got to be a good soldier and make the sacrifice.
Naturally, all England was astounded at the news of the arrest of such a charming, distinguished noblewoman. Her husband, too, was terribly shocked at the thought of his wife being a spy. Perhaps by now he has been secretly informed of the real part his brave wife played in capturing one of Germany's most powerful and dangerous secret agents. You have just heard the front page drama, Escape in the Night, an original radio drama suggested by the feature story, Lady Howard's Mysterious Arrest by the English Secret Agents. This colorful story will be found in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.